President Trump's decided to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and he will move the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv. He'll make the announcement officially in a few hours' time, and his aides say that the president believes the time is right for the U.S. to make the move. But the decision is extremely controversial, with many U.S. allies in the region. From Washington, Simon Marks sent this.
It's been the worst-kept secret in Washington over the past week. News that President Trump has decided to take a major step, officially recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and beginning the process of moving the U.S. embassy there from its current location in Tel Aviv. White House officials say President Trump believes this is the right time to recognize what they call reality, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, the Jewish people, and the Jewish faith. Work will begin immediately on identifying a site for a new U.S. embassy. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I know there have been a lot of questions surrounding the president's decision on Jerusalem. I'm not going to get ahead of the president's remarks that he'll make, but ultimately he'll make what he feels is the best decision for the United States.
What President Trump considers the best decision for the United States, though, is not being embraced by many governments overseas. President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority expressed his concern over the decision when Donald Trump gave him advance notice of the announcement. So too did King Abdullah of Jordan, a long-term U.S. ally. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey warned that the decision could spark conflict across the Arab world, arguing that Jerusalem is a red line for Muslims. And the EU was also underwhelmed by news of the president's decision. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
The European Union supports the resumption of a meaningful peace process towards a two-state solution. We believe that any action that would undermine these efforts must absolutely be avoided.
The White House insists the president's announcement will in no way obscure the possibility of negotiating that two-state solution, a diplomatic effort that is currently being spearheaded by the president's own son-in-law, Jared Kushner. But the State Department is warning U.S. diplomats in the region to exercise caution, given the likelihood of protests and anger on the streets of the Arab world. Protests that many Middle East analysts think will at least temporarily derail the prospects for peace. Simon Marks, LBC London News, Washington.